You're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Ooh, I like that part. I don't even know why. You are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout, like Pathfinder, Bartlett, like Pears. Whew, how exciting, how exciting. The world is ever-changing and speeding up. I actually took a little time off this weekend. I went out of town. So that reminds me, I need to actually pull up the weather and find out what it is if we're going to talk about that. So, goodness, what do we have to talk in? Oh, what the heck. I'll come up with something to talk about. Let's just go ahead and do the lead-in this morning for a little episode of...
Tech Talk
San Francisco. Trying to coordinate that across the phone line. That's really cool. There's weird little delays in there. How fun. Tech Talk San Francisco. I've been looking a lot. I wanted to mention again the whole concept of your own home router. Now, there's a couple reasons to think about your router. If you haven't upgraded your router, well, for a long time, which means probably for a year and a half or 2 years or more. Now, your router. When your signal, when your internet signal comes into your home, you come in on whatever you come in on, whether you're getting it from cable or satellite or DSL through a phone line, however you're doing that. When your signal comes into your home, it comes in through your modem. The modem then translates it from whatever it is that goes across the, whether it's the satellite or the wire or the cable, whatever it is. So the modem translates it, but then if you're going to use it wirelessly, or if you're going to connect more than one computer in your house, or for that matter, if you've got a smartphone, you then have a router. I know for some of y'all this is real simple, but you then have a router, and the router is what breaks that signal out to be able to plug in multiple computers, or is also what allows you to have a wireless or your own home Wi-Fi signal, as it were. Now, routers have gone through a number of different letters, and in fact, according to my tech people, there's going to be one more upgrade of router technologies or router, what's the word I want here? The primary usages or the primary setups of router, there's another move forward that's headed up next late spring, probably March or April. So those of you that are super gamers and the latest in video streaming technology, when I mention it's time to get a new router, you're actually going to want to wait. If you're right up on that leading edge of gaming or right up on that leading edge of video streaming within your own home wirelessly, you're going to want to wait to upgrade till probably next April or May, because there'll be a new standard out at that point for the latest of gizmos. But the rest of us that actually live out there in the real world and don't have all those fancy gizmos because we're not 17, if you haven't upgraded your router in the last couple of years, now's the time. Now, why would you want to do that? One, the newer routers are more sophisticated in terms of protection, and so you've got a better firewall in there to keep other people from trying to come in through your router and just goof with stuff. In that way that human beings have of thinking that whatever you have is far more important than whatever I've been able to earn, and you must have gotten it easier than how hard it is for me, so I should have yours. You know, that lovely aspect of being human. So, one, there's better firewalls in the newer routers, but two, there's also way better signal processing. So if your laptop is older and only runs on the, what is it, B before N, I think, only runs on the B, you're still going to get a faster signal, not because the signal's faster, but because the reception on the newer routers is better and cleaner, and so the fewer dropped bits, the faster the signal processes overall, because it doesn't have to keep repeating itself. You know, if you've got an aunt who's hard of hearing, think how much faster the conversation could go if you didn't have to keep going, hey, what was that again? You know, and starting that sentence over. Well, when your router can't get the signal, when it misses a bit, it goes, uh-oh, something was missing, send that piece again, and it slows it down. But the other piece is when you can upgrade your router, and then you can actually get little USB plugins to upgrade the signal from your computer to that end speed. And that's going to speed up your flow along from that wire, or your flow wireless from any device in your house. If you just get that USB plug-in to take it up to N speeds, and if you get yourself a dual-band N router, that's the later stuff. Now, if you watch your sales, you can probably get, unless you're a gamer or you really stream a lot of video, you can probably, if you watch the sales, you can probably pick up a good dual-band N router by the time it's on sale for $45 or $50. Maybe even a little less than that. But $45 or $50 on sale at a sale price should get you a very, very good dual band router. The installation on routers has become so much easier. I just installed two a couple of weeks ago, and I can remember before where it was quite the ways to get a router installed. I had to really work my way through and a lot of stuff, and had to geek speak it and even get a little support on the phone. And the router I installed the other day, basically I plugged it in, it loaded its own software, it walked me through what I needed to do, and then it was done. Other than, okay, I'll let you in on my little tip. Your router's going to have a password on it, and you want it to have a password on it, and you'd like that password to be somewhat interesting and difficult. I'll admit, what I finally figured out was, take a Sharpie pen and write the router password right there on the name label for the router on the bottom of the router. What? Wait, Scout, write the password right there? Come on. Your router, if someone's far enough inside your house to pick up your router and read your password off the bottom of it, whether or not they can get through your router to get into your computer is the least of your worries, because they already have access to your computers right there. Nobody's going to break into your house just to find out the password on your router so they can sit in your backyard and steal free Wi-Fi. Not going to happen. So I actually write the password right on the router so that when I get a new laptop or a new smartphone, I can go ahead and put the password right in and have it hooked up to my own home Wi-Fi, and away we go. Now, why do I keep mentioning smartphone? If you've got a smartphone that's doing anything, it's pushing emails so that it has them, or you're playing online smartphone games that go up online, or you're checking the weather, or you've got a weather bug that regularly gives you the weather, any of those things that you have pushing on your smartphone, it takes way less smartphone juice to talk to your local Wi-Fi there in your house or in your office or in your favorite coffee shop. It takes way less battery for your smartphone to talk to a local Wi-Fi signal than it takes for your smartphone to ping and talk back and forth with the cell tower. So when you're on the phone with voice, so if you're on voice over wireless, you are going to be talking through your local cell tower on all of the phones that I know of at this point. But if you're looking at the internet real quickly, or if you get your email bumped or pushed to your phone, or even if your email only uploads manually, and by the way, unless you absolutely need to know the second an email comes in because you're either 13 or running your own business, I suggest that even in your smartphones you don't have them set to push on your email, but instead that you have them set to manual. That just means that each time you think to go open your email, you'll have to wait a moment while it goes and loads the latest emails, but at the same time, you won't be running your smartphone's battery all day while it tries to check email. But the reason I say make sure that you sign your smartphone up on your Wi-Fi, your home Wi-Fi, your favorite places you hang out, coffee shop Wi-Fi, and your office, unless they won't allow it for some strange reason, Wi-Fi, in which case, see if you can find a Wi-Fi you can sign up on, you'll use way less battery in your smartphone during the day if it's talking and doing all of these extra tasks through Wi-Fi rather than through cell towers. So if you've got a smartphone and you notice that you need to plug it in and recharge it during the day, or even that it gets a little low later in the day, you'll use way less battery if you'll turn on the Wi-Fi in your phone. So The two primary tips this morning are, one, if you haven't updated your home router within the last 2 years, it's time. Watch the sales. I don't have a sales flyer ahead of me. Pick your favorite electronics store, in person or online. Watch the sales and go grab a dual band N, like Nancy, router. Unless you're leading edge gamer or leading edge in terms of downloading video throughout your house. If you're a leading edge gamer or you're a leading edge in terms of downloading video, you already have a dual band N. You don't need to upgrade that puppy until probably next April. And there's a brand new standard coming out that the latest and niftiest and most wonderfulest stuff will work on, but none of the stuff you have now does, so you don't have to worry about it. So if you haven't upgraded your router within the last 2 years, watch the sales, and when you get a chance to get one on sale, go pick up a dual band N. You can get them down like $20-$30. You'll be a little happier if you can spend that, if you can spend that little extra, around $40-$50 on sale, and you'll get a good dual band N. And two, everywhere that you can, set your smartphone up so it's operating off of Wi-Fi. Oh, and three, my recommendation, unless you absolutely need to know, the moment an email comes in because you're running a business off of it, my recommendation is that you reset, go into the settings on your phone, and take your email in your smartphone off of push and reset it to manual. That doesn't mean that you have to do anything manually. It just means that each time you go to load or go to look at email, you have to wait a minute, well, probably more like 40 seconds, while your phone goes and gets the latest email. But that means that your phone is not busily chewing up battery while it's going and looking every few seconds. And that's everything we've got for this morning's edition of None Other Than... Tech Talk San Francisco. Very cool. So what I'd love to do now is Life Insights is doing a whole lot of rapid changes, including we may well be changing where we're having classes and workshops in the Mountain View area. It looks like even that's up for change. But we're changing it to make sure that we make it more and more accessible. There was a place where when I was running everything, it actually limited how much of me I could focus in on the real work of channeling through the workshops, classes, and trainings, as well as having time available for that matter to do sessions. We were getting to a place where it was looking like we might actually end up having to cut out the private session work just to free up enough time for me to keep up with classwork. And around that time, what showed up was a wonderful group of people that stepped up as volunteers to be our business team. In that time, we've got a new webmaster who's redesigned a brand new website for us on ifidknownthen.com. It's an amazing site. In fact, you can listen to the show there if you haven't tried it before. It's simulcast when we're on the air, ifidknownthen.com. And the rest of the business team is reworking to pry out of me the descriptions of the workshops and classes so that there can be stronger descriptions and to make sure that we have more and more and more material available to you across the website. So one of the members of the volunteers in that business team is our dear friend Double L, or Lisa Loud. So everybody, I'd like to introduce you to Lisa. Lisa, this is everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Scout. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good. I'm still here. I am very happy to be up on a Monday morning.
I think
today
it's
I've got
that the radio show starts off on the once day of the week now. Well, the once day
the
of
once.
The
week.
So we're
it's
on
your
the
theme.
Once.
It's your theme, the once.
That's it.
I've got a couple of testimonials for you this morning.
Ooh.
And I have some news about new stuff. So some of it is going to be a surprise for you, so I want you to brace yourself, Scout. Everyone else will find out the same time as you do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. So what I have for you is from Lisa, a professional artist. She says, "Hi, Scout. Thanks for the work you've done with me. As you know, there have been some challenges, but I woke up today, and it's looking like a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. I figure if I have horrible days on accident all the time, it should be way easier to have a good one on purpose." I love that. That's from Lisa, a different Lisa, a professional artist. And then here's one that I really want to highlight for people, because it actually echoes what I've been thinking this week. This is from a client and a student who's moved out of town, and it's addressed to Scout. She says, "I very much appreciate your work and your working with me. Your class fees have always been low. You probably don't remember with all the clients you have, but six years ago when I saw you last, you told me after we moved that I would be seeing a lot of people regarding metaphysical work, and I remember thinking, why would I do that? Before we moved, I remember your telling me, all you have to do is meditate. Such simple advice to follow from you so long ago. It's too bad I had to go to so many practitioners trying to find a replacement for your teachings. I found so many people in the metaphysical communities that had such big egos, guard the info that they should impart, worried about competition, giving bits and pieces of information instead of more as a whole. I so appreciate that I can study your classes remotely now on the website. Anyway, thanks for your insights and the knowledge you impart. You have always had your students' best interests at heart. I hope the rest of your students understand how fortunate they are to be able to learn from you on a weekly basis. If we still live down in the Bay Area, I would try to be at most events." This is from KL, a student of personal and metaphysical growth. Thanks, KL. I hope she's listening. I hope she got to hear that. So, I have a bunch of events coming up. Can I go right into that?
Oh, yeah, we probably better dive into that. We're busy.
Okay. Yes. So coming up really soon, July 29th, which is less than a week away, at the Center for Creative Living, that's in San Jose, Scott is making a one-time special appearance. He'll be speaking on the Master's Prayer for Manifestation at 10 a.m. That is, you can go to their website. Scott, there's a shortcut for her website. Can you remind me what it is?
Yeah, it's actually, this is the church that Dottie Boone founded. A lot of people on KEST listeners know Dottie. This is Dottie's church, and so the shortcut to the website is Dottie.info. I mean, literally, it's Dottie.info, but it's easier to say it, Dottie.info, and that'll give you a link to the CCL website.
Yes, and then he's speaking at that church at 10 a.m. And then again, from 1 to 3, there's a workshop on The Secret for only $25. So I encourage you to go to that website and look it up and find out more information. And coming up, this is a surprise. Online, on the website, we now have an acceleration workshop that's available. If you go to ifidknownthen.com, and you click on workshop recordings, in the top right, the acceleration workshop will come up. Now, note that we have the price really low on this right now as an introduction. It's only going to stay at that rate for a short while. I don't know exactly how long, but if you click on the workshop itself, you'll go to a download where you can download a free MP3, and that gives you a taste of what the workshop is about in Scout's own voice. We haven't decided what price we're going to put this workshop out at right now. It's 5 hours, and it has 3 individual treatments, each of which costs about $200 if you purchase it individually. So the workshop itself has about a $950 value, and right now it's on sale for $42.
No way.
Mainly because this relates to the testimonial that I just gave you. Mainly because Scout announced that price, and we have to honor it, but. Scout is way too generous with his material, as KL mentioned. Well, and so we will be raising the price on that pretty soon. But right now, if you want to get that workshop, it's worth getting it really soon because it will be going up to a more reasonable price pretty soon.
And this is the workshop that they can just download it right to their computer and put it right into their listening device, MP3 player or whatever, and then work with it as much and as long as they want to, right?
Yes, and it's 5 hours long.
They don't have to be in town?
You don't have to be in town. You can download it. You can take it on vacation with you, do it on the beach, listen to it on the beach. So that's well worth it. Okay, moving on. August 1st is the once of the month, and that will be in Mountain View, Merging Energies, Sex, Tantra, and Spirit. Normally that's $15, and you can get in for $10 if you say the phrase, summer special at the door. Summer special is our new phrase.
Cool.
Coming up, we also have Sun of Healing, starting in San Francisco on Monday, August 6th, and that's at the Center for Healing and Creativity. You have to be a graduate of the healing class to get into that class, but if you're interested, send us an email, send Scout an email, or Scout will list the email addresses soon. That's part of the healing series and the teacher training requirements.
Yes.
And then coming up soon, we also have, as part of the Personal Power series, the Excellence series in a group format. So just like the workshop that's in the store right now, this is an 11-week class in a group format, and it starts on August 15th on Wednesdays in Mountain View. So these are the same treatments that Scout does as a series. Done individually, it costs over $1,500. In the group format, he's offering it for $350. This provides a release, removing the upper end limitations from within yourself and your deep consciousness beyond your expectations. I forgot to mention the website, huh? The website address is www.ifidknownthen.com. And if you go there, you can click on the workshop recordings to download that. What I recommend, actually, is if you're interested in the Excellence Series, you can go onto the website now and download the workshop for the bargain price. Then you can decide if you want more of that in your life. If you do, you have time to sign up for the workshop to see even more transformation. But I do need to mention, getting the workshop online doesn't count for credit in the Personal Power Series. You have to actually take either the treatments individually, or you have to take the series in the group format to get the credit.
Right.
All right, that was a lot of information in a short amount of time. Any comment?
Well, I do want to mention the workshop is actually the acceleration treatments. Which is the treatments that the Excellence Series is made out of. The Excellence Series is 11 treatments. The class is 12. But the Excellence Series is 11 specific of those acceleration treatments to take the top-end limits out of your life. The workshop that's available online, you get 3 of the Excellence treatments. They're recorded there. You can work with them. And you can sort of adjust those and aim those at any area of your life that you'd like to. So there's a subtle differentiation that one is the treatments, and the other is actually a specific series of those that was channeled to knock the top-end limits out of life.
Right.
But the most important parts are, go to the website, and get yourself signed in and send us an email from there, and we can then update you and put you on the email announcements list as well. So then you get emails right in your own little email box, and you have to make sure that you let them come through. Don't let us fall in the spam folder.
And do make sure, if you go to the website, click on the workshop recordings on the top right, and then actually click on the acceleration workshop item, and that'll take you to a place where you can download a free MP3, which is... really, it's short, but it's just an explanation in Scout's own words. I think that's all I have, Scout.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, Lewis has been throwing a remarkable amount of material. If you go in and explore the website, particularly if you go into the radio section, I try the best I can to give as much information as I can in teaching on the air, but we've only got a certain amount of time. However, now, if you go into the website and go into the radio section, there's archives of the programs, and you can go in and listen and work your way through. Well, I had a friend that told me the other day that she's got a job that requires her eyes and her hands, but doesn't really require her full brain. And so she just went in and was amazed that there was that much material for her to just start listening to radio programs one after the other and tracking through and catching up with what we've been teaching and what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you share a lot on the air that share a lot of information, just like Kale said. You share a lot of information on the air that is just so valuable and life-changing. So listen to those archives and you can catch up.
Cool. Thanks, Double L. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in this morning.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And I want to let you know, I haven't been outside yet today, but according to the weather forecast, oh, my Lord, It says it's going to get up to 68 degrees with a little bit of haze and cloud this morning in, or excuse me, today in the city. It's a little cool right now, but it's going to get right up to room temperature in the city. This is like shorts and short sleeve day kind of weather in the city. Warmer than that in the suburbs, but of course, no matter where on earth you are, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
If I'd known then, how often have you said that? But now make that ifidknownthen.com for insights, life insights. You can join our classes to study with me and the other certified Life Insights teachers to transform your whole life. Experience bringing out the more of you you've been seeking. Or even work one-on-one with me in private sessions. Everything, including you, is energy. Let us support you to open your flow, joy, laughter, and light. Scouts, Life Insights training, workshops, and private sessions. IfIdKnownThen.com. That's IfIdKnownThen.com.
Listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I like that part of the music. I don't know why. You are listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Glad to have you with us this morning. Happy Monday, a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. I love that comment we got from the other Lisa. I figure if I have horrible days on accident all the time, a good day on purpose, got to be easier. Oh, man, isn't that the truth? It's so remarkable to watch the world that unfolds, I'd have to say, around me. And not unfolds around me like I'm the cause of it. It's just that's the world that unfolds around me. It's so remarkable to watch the world that unfolds around me, partially because I get to watch transformation for people all the time. I get to see just how rapidly the Life Insights work integrates making those changes for people. But mostly what I'm watching is not teaching people how to be or how they're supposed to be or how things are supposed to work. It's not telling people how they should behave or how they're supposed to behave. It's watching as that inner aspect of self moves forward or comes to the fore, comes to the front, steps forward. It's watching as people emerge, as they unfold, as literally as they step forward and become themselves. It's such a sweet thing to get to see that going on and ongoingly. It was interesting. I know LL just did some endorsements. I got a call the other day from somebody who's been a client for a very, very long time. And basically all he said was he just called to say thank you for working with his closest cousin. He mentioned she's been so stuck in seemingly focused in on being a victim from experiences that she'd had some number of years back, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And he said that he's been embarrassed because it's just been difficult for him to even want to call her on the phone and talk to her. And this is somebody that he's been close with. And so he had actually given her as a gift an hour with me. And he called to say, I am so amazed. He said, every time, that what you can do in an hour. He said, I called my cousin, we'll call her Mary because that's not her name. He said, I called my cousin Mary the other day, and we were chatting on the phone. He said, and she started to move into that place that she would go to every time we talked. And he said, she started to say something about that. And he said, and I said what I would always say. Well, Mary, you know, that's now in the past. He said, and the most amazing thing happened. He said, I could hear the shift in her voice. And she said, oh, yeah, that's really all past now. He said, and then she came right back present, and we had the best conversation we've had in ages. He said, I have no idea what you talked about because I know I didn't tell you anything about her before the session, and, you know, I usually don't look for that. He said, I have no idea what you talked about. I have no idea what you said, but what an amazing change. And he was just calling to say, God bless you and thank you. It's so wondrous to get to be on that leading edge, but I was being interviewed by somebody else the other day, and it struck me to say that there's a phrase that got popular for a while, and I don't know if it's still quite so popular. Maybe I'm not hearing it so often. That was a question about whether or not people walk their talk. Do they walk their talk, or are they just all talk? Do they walk their talk? And I find myself puzzled with that, because when I pondered that, it struck me that, God, the Life Insights work, and what turns out to be my good fortune to have my day-to-day occupation is actually an expression of, a direct expression of my life's work and my life path having come together. It just worked out that way. But it struck me that I wouldn't say that I walk my talk. That wouldn't be an accurate rendition. I would instead say that I talk my walk. Everything that I do, everything that I teach in Life Insights is not about, I'm really sorry about this, but even the radio programs, even the teaching on the air on the radio programs is not about getting across things for you. Everything that I teach and everything that I work with in the radio programs is not about the students. Sorry about that. I mean, when I'm working with somebody as a client, when I'm working with students as a student, it absolutely is about the students. That's my whole focus. That's my job. My job is to be able to maintain my focus and my clarity while I'm working with students or clients. And so that's what I do in my day. But I have to say the Life Insights work and the classes and such are not about the students. They're not even about what they'll do for the students. Everything that I teach and everything that I work with is about, it's a direct outcome of my own path and my own growth. Everything I work with, everything I teach is a direct outcome of my own path and my own growth. That's the point of it all. The point of it all is I maintain my focus on opening, connecting, and expanding my awareness, my light, my connection with my light, and my growth. And everything that I'm able to see when I work with clients, every bit of the clarity that I'm able to bring to what I see for people, every bit of the clarity I'm able to bring to the classes and trainings that I create for the students that study with us, that KL was talking about missing when she moved out of town, how excited she is that she can do them remotely now. She can do them from where she is on the internet. Everything that I see in terms of what I see with clarity for clients, everything I bring energetically with what I bring for students, in classes and in the classes, even in the developing of the classes. For that matter, as a teacher of teachers, everything that I bring in terms of being able to teach that clarity to teachers, and we have a whole string of Life Insights teachers, including a pair of teachers that have actually made it to advanced teacher status, teaching the more advanced trainings, which is very impressive to me. All of that is a side effect of the focus and the work I do for expanding and growing my own light, my own awareness, and my own consciousness. Now, we're teaching a channeling training right now, which is one of the rare times that we actually teach a training in accessing your own psychic input. We teach those periodically, but they're not a primary focus in what we teach. And the reason for that is, while I think it's all well and good to do a training to have more discernment about accessing that intuitive part, even in the channeling training, what we're primarily teaching in that channeling training, we're teaching the ability to recognize when one's own thoughts are looping in one's own thoughts, and to recognize the difference of that and step out of them to be able to access a more pure channel or more pure information. The primary reason we're teaching the channeling class is for people to access their own answers and their own information. But as a side effect of that, just as I was saying, as a side effect of that level of growth within themselves, that ability to navigate on an altered state, as a side effect of that ability, they're becoming able to remarkably gather insights and share insights for others. And in fact, this week on Wednesday, we're inviting guests to come in and have free psychic insights or psychic readings from the students in the channeling class. So I want to put that out. It's down in Mountain View. It's Wednesday evening. You'll need to be there the whole evening, if you would, please. It's Wednesday evening down in Mountain View. If you're interested, send us an email, scout@lifeinsights.net, or you can just go into our website, the ifidknownthen.com. The shortcut there is just not Scott, because it's Scout, not Scott, notscott.com. Go into the website, and you can send an email through the Contact Us part of the website, and we can let you know if there's still room for you to be a guest, because there's a limited number of people that we can have as guests this Wednesday, and we'll let you know if we've signed you up. So you want to get after that right away. Send us an email, and we'd love to have you come in and be a guest and let these folks practice on you so that they find out just how much they're doing it and you find out how much they're doing it. But more than that, you get some real answers to questions that you have in your world from a state of clarity and a state of very direct connection at a highest level of source. Now, we occasionally teach classes that are aimed toward psychic development, but the vast majority of what we do and the vast majority of what we teach is not that. The vast majority of what we teach are classes and trainings opening your own clarity and your own access to, well, sorry to borrow it from the particular people I'm borrowing it from, but opening your own clarity and your own access to being all that you can be. So you know that feeling when you know that, you know, like grade school, when your own mind is saying, you know what, there's more of me if I could just get me out of the way. There's more I could do, or there's more I could accomplish, or there's more I could let happen if I could just get me out of the way. Well, that's exactly what we're focused on, is getting that other chatter and that other distraction and that other programming out of the way so that you are bringing you forward. That's what you're about. You're not about necessarily, unless you find that this is your draw, you're not necessarily about somebody else telling you how you should think. And there are paths of devotee. I mean, we don't really allow that, but there are paths of devotee. And even in that case, it's not telling you what you should think. It's just bringing your focus back to a particular path. And I honor the path of devotee. I've never been able to do it yet. Never can tell. Might change. I honor that path of devotee tremendously highly, of course. But that part of you that you're bringing forward, even in a devotee circumstance, is not about somebody else telling you how you should live or what you should think. In a devotee path, it is following the path someone else has recognized, who may indeed be following a path that someone else has recognized. My path happens to have been eclectic. I have studied with a number of teachers, some of whom you've met right here on the air, some of whom I've hosted and interviewed here on the air. I've studied with a number of teachers along the way, and I've integrated that information as part of my path. All of my path is about expanding that light and expanding that clarity, and all of my life's work is about expanding that clarity and sharing that. I like to borrow from Richard Bach in his book, Illusions. If you haven't read it, it's one of my favorite books in the world, Illusions by Richard Bach, B-A-C-H, like musician. One of his comments is that learning is remembering what we already knew, and sharing is reminding others what they already knew, or teaching is reminding others what they already knew. But there's another place where one of his comments, and I firmly believe in this, is that this aliveness, this being alive, this being in a human body, this being all of that inner essence in a human lifetime truly is a learning path. And that every single one of us who allows our light to come forward is expanding the total light in the world, is sharing in a game that we all play, and is expanding that sharing in that game that we all play, which is aliveness. I studied with a teacher named Patricia Sun. She's actually based, we're fortunate enough that she's based in Berkeley. If you get a chance to go to Patricia's work, she's a remarkable delight, and is also where I learned sound. But Patricia had a vision years and years and years ago that labeled itself as the age of the avatar, which is where we are right now. And not the age of the avatar as in the movie, necessarily, but the age of the avatar as in the age of time when the number of individuals on the planet who are waking up, who are reaching that first stages of enlightenment, to be awake and alive and stepping out of the grief belief of the drama and stepping into a state of ongoing consciousness, that the number of people waking up, what she saw in the vision was little points of light on the planet Earth, little points of light around on the planet Earth. And then what she watched was each of those points of light would encounter other points, and then some of those other points would also light up. And each of those points of light would encounter other points, and it became a chain reaction. As each point of light who was carrying its light encountered others and let that light shine on them, not by telling them how to be or what to do or how to think or how they should handle it, but by opening those others' individuals' awareness of their own light. And each of them, as they encountered others, that opened their light. And then it was a chain reaction, more points of light and more points of light and more points of light as it spread across this planet. Now, my vision runs slightly differently. My vision shows us connecting together the consciousness, the light, the awareness, the awakening, connecting together in such a way that we're actually, literally elevating. We're actually literally elevating the frequency of this reality that we know of as Earth. I know there are teachers out there that talk about science having measured increases of frequency across reality. I don't know in what ways that's measured. But I do know that the speed of life has accelerated tremendously compared to the speed of thought. how we can measure it, because as a physical reality accelerates, the clocks go with it. So it's not like all of a sudden, you know, the sun used to come up and be up for this many hours and now it goes faster on a clock. But you've got to have noticed that the speed of life has accelerated tremendously compared to the speed of thought. Way rapidly. And in that process, we're elevating, we, being on the planet, allowing our light to show, allowing ourselves to step forward, allowing ourselves to be what it is we are, and seeking those things that bring forward what it is we are, whether for you it's painting, whether it's studying with me, whether it's studying with somebody else, whether it's meditating yourself, please do meditation, way key. Whether it's the books you read, whether it's watching public television, awakening, each of us awakening as we move forward, we're all elevating the frequency of the planet, and the more you're allowing you to be what you really are rather than being the old programming of what you used to be, the more you're able to ride at the front edge of that awakening light, the synchronicity and the joyful coincidences are just such a delight. And yet, at the same time, the lessons come at a very rapid speed. I'll mention it here in case anybody can help us out. We're actually having to, it looks like, the ownership of the space we've been using in Mountain View is trading hands. So we are seeking a workshop space in Mountain View. If you own a company that has a work, that has a meeting room that's available in the evenings, or if you know of a meeting room that's available in the evenings, send us an email and let us know so that we can follow up on that. I know that we've got some ideas in flow already, but we'll be seeking that new space. Meanwhile, I want to let you know that, well, actually, I'm not in the city. I am out of town. I actually took a whole weekend off. I look at that as doing maintenance on the office equipment. You know, me being the office equipment, I'm out of town. But I want to let you know that today in the city, it's a little chilly right now. It's probably long sleeves and maybe in a jacket. It's a little misty because the humidity is way up there. But it's supposed to get up to like room temperature, short sleeve warm in the city, and of course warmer than that out in the suburbs. But what I want to let you know is no matter where on earth you are, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
San Francisco.
If I'd known then, how often have you said that? But now make that ifidknownthen.com for insights, life insights. You can join our classes to study with me and the other certified life insights teachers to transform your whole life, experience bringing out the more of you you've been seeking, or even work one-on-one with me in private sessions. Everything, including you, is energy. Let us support you to open your flow, joy, laughter, and light. Scouts, Life Insights training, workshops, and private sessions. IfIdKnownThen.com. That's IfIdKnownThen.com.
Listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I guess that was representing the fact I got the heck out of town over the weekend. You are listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder. Yep, Scout, not Scott, Scout, and Bartlett like Pears. Want to let you know again, the shortcut to the website is just go to notscott.com. Yep, notscott.com. And that'll take you right into our If I'd Known Then website. Please also do come in and like Life Insights up on Facebook. We'd love to have that. Come in and like Life Insights on Facebook. Join us up in there. I'm always posting little notes about stuff I'm discovering or stuff I'm learning in the Life Insights page on Facebook. So we'd like to have you join in there. It would be good. So we talked a little bit about meditation, and I want to come back to that for a second, because when I studied with Betty Bethards, bless her heart, my very first teacher, one of the things that Betty would say again and again was dreams, prayer, and meditation are the key things you need. This Sunday at Dottie Boone's church, go to doti.info, doti.info, or dottie.info. It's just hard to say that. But if you go into dottie.info, then there's a link to her CCL, and then look at Sunday Celebrations. I'm doing that even as we speak. There's a link to her Sunday Celebrations, because I want to make sure we had the time right. Events, workshops, and Sunday Celebrations. There we go. Because this Sunday's Sunday Celebration are me. Now, why did that come up? Dreams, prayer, and meditation was the comment of what October is the comment of what Betty Bethards used to make about that was everything that one needed was dreams, prayer, and meditation. And that's because I'm all confused. Maybe I shouldn't try to do this while I'm here. Oh, I see what happened. I had an old link that went to an old part of the site. There we go. Go to dottie.info and then click on Center for Creative Living. Then click on Sunday Celebrations. That was why it got goofy for me. Because this Sunday at her service, at her Sunday Celebration, which runs from 10 to 11:30, I started meditating on, maybe some of you know it as the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. I started meditating on that, since that's a prayer that's attributed directly to what I consider to be what actually several different religions, those of you that don't follow your multiple religions may not know that, several different religions look at this individual as one of the high master teachers that have walked the planet. Just not all the religions are based on the name of the energy that flowed through that teacher, Jesus. Anyway, the prayer that's given is attributed as having been directly brought through by that particular channel. And I find myself working with that prayer for a while back, and suddenly it really dawned on me that a while back has been for... I've probably been working and meditating on understanding that prayer and the structure of it. I've probably been meditating on that for, 6 or 7 years at this point. And I've taught about it a couple times. But this Sunday at the CCL, the Universal Church of the Master, Center for Creative Living, in that Sunday morning celebration, I'll actually be teaching about what I've been learning in that meditation, because I see that as a master's prayer of manifestation. And then that afternoon, Double L mentioned we've got a workshop that afternoon. It's $25, or if there's two members of the family that are there together, it's two for $40. It's fabulous. And that's because Dottie is so generous at the Center for Creative Living that they're actually donating the space for the workshop. And so in recognizing that donation to where there was no facility overhead, in recognizing that donation, I sort of matched and honored the donation by bringing the price of the workshop way down. So it's a $25 workshop that afternoon from 1 to 3. So you can come to the church service. There's time enough to go get some lunch, and then 1 to 3 we do that workshop. And it's the secrets in your mind in the afternoon. And again, we're talking on manifestation. Not just manifestation in terms of cash flow, manifestation in terms of those deepest aspects of ourself. Manifesting and bringing forward those aspects of ourself, the things that we're looking for, community, partnership, being recognized, appreciated, if you want that in your life, that sense of intimacy, of interconnecting sexually, as well as the flow of experience, synchronicity, life force, aliveness, and as reflected by that energy flow, even the flow of cash flow is an energy flow. It's all energy exchange and energy flow. So that'll be what we'll be doing, is bringing that accessible to you. We'll be reworking some of the programming of limitations that have been in the back of your mind, moving that out of the way so that we reprogram. It was funny, I just saw somebody describe it as brain viruses. Not brain viruses as in disease, but the same way that your computer can get bogged down by some virus until it doesn't run clearly, our brains get bogged down by repeating thought patterns until they don't run clearly. Our minds get busy, that monkey mind stuff gets busy zinging along until our thoughts are running about as intelligently as a virus on our computer, right? we'll reprogram a bunch of that so that you walk out with a major portion of your subconscious acting in your favor. See, a brain is a terrible thing to waste. I love that phrase, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But it's sort of like, if y'all have ever encountered a pet, or if you've watched, I watched an episode of The Dog Whisperer the other day, and a beautiful dog, a beautiful creature, a beautiful pet is a terrible thing to waste by not giving them a clear communication about their job or how they can most beautifully be socialized with that job in their world. Training that dog, that pet, so that they coordinate with exactly what their job is in the world makes them a happier pet and makes their household a happier household, because everything flows and they know how to fit with their pack. It's not cruel to train them any more than it's cruel to train your children with all of your best input on how they can best thrive and move forward in life. But the funny part is in all of our scholastic training, they skip over the fact that we can and should train our brain, our mind, our thought process, that we can and should train our thought process so that it's not just running in random loops of early life associations and patterns that got established in our developmental period, where psychology for so long believed that once we went through that age 2 to 7, that we were stuck with those patterns and there was no changing them, there was just talking about them. That's the mind sciences I study, is actually changing that patterning so that your conscious and your subconscious thinking are working in your favor. Because I truly believe that every single day is a day for you to take the option about having a great day on purpose. So I want to ask you to do me two favors this morning. The first one, treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly are. And the second part is, just recognize as you walk around today, every time you notice a shade of green anywhere around you, let that be a reminder that today indeed is a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. And Kwong, if you can pop that Monday Showtime spot, that'd be really cool. Bless you, everyone. You are truly a part of my heart and my love. I love y'all. Have a great week. Talk to you next Monday.
Hey, this is Scout from